And the heat map looking much different this afternoon than it did this morning. For much more on some of those major movers, let's bring in Inez Ferre, Yahoo Finance's own. Inez, help us break down what we've seen in some of the key players that have moved in quite the opposite direction now this afternoon.
That's right, Brad. Quite a reversal, starting with commodities, as Emily was mentioning, WTI and Brent crude. After President Biden mentioned his sanctions, but not sanctions directly against Russia's oil, that's when you saw WTI, Brent crude falling. Also, both Brent and WTI settling well below their session highs from the day. Also, President Biden mentioning the U.S. will tap reserves as conditions warrant. I want to mention gold futures, which are lower. They were higher earlier today. Palladium down 4%. That precious metal was higher earlier today. Let's take a look at some of the movers. I do want to mention on the NASDAQ 100, where we have seen just a stunning reversal, take a look at the mega caps. Amazon up more than 3%. It had opened in the red. Microsoft up more than 3% as well. Also earlier this morning had opened in red territory. A lot of this also has to do with the software stock that we've been watching, a lot of green in that space, particularly cyber security companies. Take a look at all the screen that you're seeing on the screen. During times of conflict, cybersecurity threats are high. And President Biden mentioned during his press conference, if Russia does a cyber attack against the U.S., the U.S. will respond. So these are at session highs right now.